Welcome to the Women Behind the Words, a weekly podcast that gives us a peek into the daily lives of the writers and speakers we love. Our host, Debbie Dufek, is an author, an inspirational speaker, gifted storyteller, and a certified writing and speaking coach with a passion to inspire and encourage women to live deliberately for what matters to Jesus. So sit back and soak in the story you're about to hear. Please welcome your host, Debbie Dufek.
Well, I just want to greet everyone this morning and just say Merry Christmas, and I hope everyone is having wonderful holidays and getting ready for the holidays. This week is going to be a little different. I just wanted to let all of my people that are in line to be interviewed just to have this time without having to add anything else to it. It takes time to get ready to be interviewed. And so we are taking a week off, but I thought it was a perfect time for me to hop on and say Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to whoever is celebrating either of those. I just want to just talk a little bit about what's going on in my life and with the Women Behind the Words. And I would love to hear what's going on in your life. So I just want to start by saying, is anyone overloaded? I am really looking at that in a different way this year, because life can be crazy, but it's up to us to just choose what we're going to do every single day. And when you have a huge family and you have a house you need to decorate and you have gifts you have to buy, you can just feel overwhelmed with that. And I have, and I do at times, but I just made a decision to choose Jesus and choose joy. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm walking in Christmas joy instead of Christmas overload. But I have to purpose to lighten my load. I have to choose to do or not to do. My house this year is a little different because Bobby and I are leaving with Hannah and Jeremy to go to Florida for 3 weeks, January 6th. So normally I have beautiful arrangements all through my house. I have two or three trees. And I just did the trees this year. I didn't even do my mantles. And I'll tell you why, because I have a new family member. His name is Milo. He is a beautiful year and a half old, long-haired orange and white kitten. And he loves my mantle because it's right above our heater. So he loves to lay there. So in my mind, he was going to knock those greens down into the gas burner and we would have a problem. So I had to forego my mantles, which are my favorite thing. And also, I had another situation. We went out with the kids to cut trees down right after Thanksgiving. And Bobby couldn't find a tree that he liked. And he said, I think we'll just cut one down from our yard. So I said, okay, that was hard for me. But I just said, okay, we'll do that. Well, I came home and I looked at the tree he planned on cutting down and the back of it was completely bare. And I said, yeah, probably. And it was gigantic. So I said, yeah, probably that won't happen. So I said, can we just go buy a tree? My son got one for $10 at Walmart that is charming. So he said, okay, we'll go. And so I got dressed and said, okay, I'm ready. And he said, well, I don't want to go today. So we'll go tomorrow. So tomorrow came and he said, yeah, I have so much on my plate. I can't go today. So I was leaving to go to New Hampshire with Keely and two of her daughters, two of my granddaughters, to a Christmas play and to see my sister. And he said, honey, I'm going to get a tree while you're gone. Well, that has never happened in almost 50 years of marriage did he pick out a Christmas tree. So I said, okay, that would be great. And when I got home, I have one tree in one room, and then I have a bird tree that I've had for years and years. And my artificial tree had seen its better days, so I threw it out last year. So he knew I needed to get a second tree. So the second tree is from my yard, and it is a large Charlie Brown tree. It's very whimsical. It's got very soft needles. And I wish I could show you a picture of it. When he cut it down and brought it in and put it up, it is absolutely delightful. And my birds look like they're really home in this tree. But those are the only two things I did. And then my manger. And you know what? I'm okay with that. And I hope that anyone that's listening to me can be okay with where they are and how much they can do. Christmas is not a season to get ourselves crazy. And between media and store hype and large families and our own hearts that tell us we need to do more, we can really be bogged down. So I just want to encourage you to not be bogged down, to choose joy, to choose being okay with where you are. Let me just explain. I'm sitting out here in my big, gorgeous room that Bobby built me in 2019. And it's a gorgeous room, and it makes room for a big, big tree. So I had to put the lights on the tree, and I have these little charming, kind of little teeny little blinkers that just blink very gently at different times, and it really is beautiful. So I started putting the lights on the tree, and I realized I only had half a tree full of little teeny sparkly blinkers, and the rest of the tree is not blinking. Now, let me just tell you about me and my trees, okay? In years past, that would have made me crazy to have half a blinking tree, but it's not blinking. It's just kind of twinkling. I think they're called twinkle lights. But I said, you know what, Lord, I'm okay with that. This is such a small thing. And so I've laid my perfectionist tendencies for my Christmas trees down. And you know what? This tree is beautiful. It's delightful. And it brings joy to the grandchildren that have been here. So saying all that, I just want to encourage all of us this year to just see what the Lord has and allow the Lord to just set our days in motion and live deliberately for what matters to him today, this minute, this hour. It doesn't have to be perfect. In fact, perfect intimidates other people. Your home should just be full of love. It doesn't have to be perfect. So if you're opening your home and you don't feel like you've gotten to all the cleaning or all the decorations, I just want you to live in the liberty that we have in Jesus, that's okay. So I just want to touch on a little bit of what's going to happen the rest of this year and then what is happening next year in the Women Behind the Words, but also in my own personal life as a writer and a speaker. And I would ask for prayer for my year ahead, and I will be praying for all of you. But I just want to encourage you with something that I've done for years and years. I have asked the Lord every year, starting in December, for a specific word that will kind of frame my year. And the first year he gave me the word trust. And I haven't been doing this more than 5 or 6 years. And I don't know about you, but I absolutely love it. And I encourage anyone to just go before the Lord in prayer and just say, God, could you give me a word that will frame my year? And I have found, I will tell you, that every single word that God has given me has framed my year. So the first one was trust. And I got that pretty strongly. And then Bobby and I were driving down south. I can't remember what year it was, but we're driving down south. And this huge billboard came up on the side of the road and with a gigantic word that said trust. And I knew that the Lord was just asking me to really trust him for the year. And that's the year I began my writing, the journey of my book, the journey of being called to the time being now to write my book and starting the writing and starting my podcast. My blog, it was all very intense for me, but God gave me that word. So it framed the whole year that Lord, when I feel like I can't do this, I'm just going to trust in you. And it was just a beautiful year. Then the second year, I got the word focus, and I was already into writing my book. And if anyone knows me, they know that I have a large family, and focus can be difficult when we have a lot of demands on our life. But God, see, when God gives you this word, you don't even, it's been my experience that I haven't even really had to, do that intentionally. God just worked that word into my life, into my character, into my hours and my days. And I had a lot of time to focus. So then, of course, in December, I start getting very excited about what my next word is. Oh, and by the way, to go back to the first focus, I was able to get tons of chapters done and a lot of writing done. And I had my mentor, Karen Porter, who worked with me every week. And I had a focused hour and a few minutes, sometimes an hour and a half with her. So I really was able to focus. So then, okay, at the end of the year, I get very excited and I'm going to do another word for the year. So I start saying, Lord, what is my word? And he gave me the word focus. I said, wait, I'm sorry. I must have heard you wrong. I just had the word focus for the whole year. Nope, the word is focus. So I said, okay, Lord, so you want me to just keep pressing in and focusing on this book? And I loved it. I loved that he really framed out another year of me really focusing and pressing in. And believe me, when I say, okay, I don't have time to write a book, even though all my children are gone. They're always here. The grandchildren have needs. My husband has needs. I have needs. But you know what? I was able to focus again because that was the word that God chose to frame my year. So the next year, the end of my focus year in December, I started getting excited about my next word. And it was the middle of the night. And I was just thinking about my word. And the word capable came into my mind. And I wept. because I'm not capable in and of myself. I am just not. Okay. I just didn't, you know, I don't feel like I'm this amazing, capable woman, but I felt so loved, so seen by the Lord, and so equipped that he gave me the word capable. You can do this, Deb, because I am in this with you. You can do this. You are capable of it. And he gave me the grace to bring that book to a close and to have all the editing done and then to push send on the computer to send it to Bold Vision Books. He gave me the ability. He gave me the capability to finish that. And so I was so thrilled with that. And so then I, you know, published my book and I was marketing my book a little bit. I'm not a big marketer. So if you want to get my book, Holy Interruptions, When God Taps You on the Shoulder, go to Amazon, because I really don't do a lot of marketing. I'm not a fan of marketing. But so then the next year came, this year that we're just finishing up. And I was so excited because I thought I was going to get this word about resting and just like, you know, finishing and just resting. And I got the word persevere, followed by the word determination, perseverance and determination. And that I ugged the Lord with that. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? I'm not a fan of perseverance. I'm kind of more of an instant girl. I think it, let's get it done. But you know what? These last several years for me have been years of perseverance, but this one was marked. Okay. So I complained a little bit. If you can complain I don't know if you can really complain in a grateful way, but I didn't lose gratitude, but I'm like, really, Lord, I just was hoping for something like rest. So anyway, perseverance. So I want to let you know what I accomplished this year. Okay. I had two courses that I took, one on becoming a certified power speaker. The second one was becoming a certified writing coach and speaking coach. And then the book that I just mentioned, Holy Interruptions, was a finalist in the Golden Scrolls. And then it went on to win third place. Of all the books in the Golden Scrolls, I came in third. I was so blown away and so grateful. And then my podcast started. So you have to understand, me and my flesh, that wouldn't have happened. Now, did I feel overwhelmed that I had to persevere through that? No, I didn't. Did I struggle with determination? No, I didn't. That's why the exciting thing is when God gives you a word, it's just so precious, because it's like when we accept the word God's given us for the year, he just seems to naturally, supernaturally work it into our hearts. Naturally, supernaturally. That's what my pastor, dear father in the faith, Pastor Al Isaacson, used to say. God works in us naturally, supernaturally. And that is how I was able to persevere and walk in determination to finish these courses and even have the nerve and the courage to start this podcast. I love my podcast. I love chatting with all of you. I love it. It is my absolute sweet spot. So, and I just want to express now gratitude for all of you that have mentioned to me how much you love this, how much you tune in weekly and love the stories. And so I just want to close with this. If you realize that this is something you want to do, I would just encourage you to do it with all of your heart, because it's a life changer. To me, it's a life changer. So I just want to tell you what lies ahead for me right now. And I am focusing in on the Lord for a word. And I got a word, but I'm still wrestling with it a little bit because it's so precious. I just want to make sure it's not my own heart, and I really don't think it is, but so I have a business meeting with God once a week. I don't want to bounce here, and I have not in a couple weeks, but I have a business meeting with God, and I just list all the things that I know that I have to do regarding ministry, writing, business, that sort of thing, separate from my quiet time. And so I'm pressing in to really make sure that this is the word. But I am going to be starting to write a course as soon as the holidays are over, and I am kind of keeping it a secret. A little bit of a secret, but the word that God gave me is creative. So that was before, probably maybe 3 weeks ago, and I already had the course in my heart. So creative kind of goes with it, because it's going to be a course that will take a lot of creativity on my part. So the course is going to be timeless. It's set at a very reasonable rate, cost. You'll have lifetime access even to any updates I do. You'll be able to pre-order it maybe beginning in August. I plan to launch it in September. So yeah, so that's what's going on in my world. And the course is on exploring and taking a deeper dive into our own hearts and living individually for the Lord. or living deliberately for the Lord, I'm sorry. And then we're going to go into allowing Jesus to set our goals, to frame our days. And the course will teach on how to make that happen. It will be probably 8 modules with several short, brief 4 to 8 minute videos in each module. I'm very excited about it. So yeah, so I hope that you have a wonderful year. And we think about each other and pray for each other throughout this next year. I'm praying you have a wonderful Christmas, a blessed Christmas, and that you can just focus on Jesus and his amazing love for you. And I just want to say, with everything going on around us in this world, I just want everyone to know that, how can I put it? Because so many people are going through such a difficult time, but we are always in his care, even if we don't feel like we are. And it's going to be okay. And that's because we have a long-term vision. This is not our life. This is not our home, I should say. And we have eternity to spend. So I want to encourage everyone to spend their days with eternity in mind and be willing to share the ways that the Lord has helped you navigate through different situations and different hard times. Be willing to share stories where your faith was forged in the fire, because we all have difficult times, but it's okay because we belong to Jesus and we have eternal hope. And what we do here really matters. Everyone's story matters. And if you're willing to share your story, Jesus will use your stories to change the course of history, the hearts of people, which will affect the outcome of eternity. That is kind of like my one-liner. I believe it with all of my heart. So I just bless you in that precious, matchless, amazing name of Jesus this season and for the year ahead. And I just would encourage you to press into him, live deliberately for what matters to him, and just stand back and watch at all he does in your life, through your life, and for you. So bless you and have a wonderful holiday season. And we will catch up. I think it is January 2nd would be, because this will be aired the 26th. So January 2nd will be our next podcast. And we will be sharing a story that's going to be very exciting for you to hear. So have a wonderful holiday. Bless you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today. We trust that through our sharing, you've been encouraged and given hope, knowing that Jesus has specific plans and purposes for you too. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast, as your feedback is invaluable and helps us bring you more captivating content. We also encourage you to carry our conversations forward and would love for you to engage with us and your fellow listeners on social media to share your thoughts and insights. Simply visit DebbieDufek.com. Remember, by being willing to share what the Lord has done in your life, Jesus will use your stories to change the course of history, which will affect the outcome of eternity. One heart at a time.